He brought the Chazal that he's Kadisham, he's a Kadoshim, he's Kadisham, Elamar Mashardim, he's a Kadoshim, Elamar Mashardim. So, So, Bershom's ways are Yashar. The Tzaddikim will take advantage of them, and the Poshim will be the Darach Hashem, which are Yashorim, Be'etzim, they will end up being Lishon. Moshe L'shtem B'nei Adam, Shetzol L'Pishtem, Echad Ol Ochol L'Shom Mitzvah, Echad Ochol L'Shom Achil Gassel. Zesh Ochol L'Shom Mitzvah, Tzaddikim Yochubom. So this was a vehicle of a mitzvah. So you should not eat the Korban Pesach as a chilagasa. Baruch Pesach the Shum Achil Gas Tosheyahu Binyan Bor Achil Beli Teyavon and Achil Kosher Teyavon Hidro Hu B'Matzah Shal Mitzvah Baruch the Shem Taiva Feel Him Etzem Achil He Mitzvah. Later on says the Mishal Pasuk, but fine. So Te'oben who Kaya Kadosh Mishar Meir Paris. The Bershom gave us desire. Desire is, as opposed to the intense Baal Musar approach, that the whole purpose of desire is that we should overcome it and do everything with Shem Shemayim without any right, that approach. Right? So you see something more over there than no. Eating Latayoban is Hiner Mitzvah. Eating it, thinking that it's cardboard. That's the real Shem Mitzvah. Right? We don't feel like that. The Bershom gave us a card of Teovan, and that's Be'etzim, part of the Kaikh of the Nevesh of the person. And it is Be'etzim, it's not Be'etzim or not. It's part of the definition of a person. Kam Taiba Be'ez HaMitzvah Yechala Liyas Eish Kaikhish. Alvarak im eish zois mahaderis as a mitzvah. Losha taiba atz matiba mahamad tar. Lechol l'shem achil agaz apshiyah. Okay. Bar, eifo. Keitzu yez shizkan ala suda. Ayere shenigo shelel mitach kabonu l'kabal ruchnis. Chastei Hashem b'riyus keishanuch olav l'kadosh baruch. What should we do? Bachrei yez So therefore we have this kula of iskadishem v'yisem kadosh.
Well, he's saying that basically you should try it before you're there to think about how important it is, and then forget about it once you're eating. Then there's no way of.
Doesn't say you should forget about it. He says
it will make you forget. I mean,
therefore, at the end of the meal, there's a chiyuv to be ma'ar yourself, leave some kedushim at the end of the meal.
Again.
In other words, because if you walk out of the meal and all you ended up with was the chiyuv l'shem tanu, with all of your achonets, all you ended up with, you're going to approach the next time the wrong way. You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go at it again. Now, but to add a kinesh to it, so that's why I'm recurring. You're going to bench, and you know, imagine for a second, a person will stop and say, you know what, I had to really enjoy the meal very much. Russia, thank you so much for making it very enjoyable meal. And I really want to thank you so much, and I want to say my benching was definitely come on. Right? So I used the Achila, the Shem Talmud, as a vehicle for more Kedusha. So it doesn't end up only leaving a time of time in my mouth. That's the reason Kedusha we're saying at the end. It shouldn't be, okay, you know, like, you know, I hear the Moshe Shmuel, I get inspired, then I blow it, and I say, okay, man, I really blew it. Right? The goal isn't that you should have Yish at the end, right? Which is what we usually end up with, right? And then if I'm really bet low self-esteem, it's a bad person, and I fall into total depression, and you know, and I should stop just trying. You know, we have all those wonderful thought processes. That's not our goal. Right? He says a person has to have enough healthy thought process to say, you know what, it didn't work exactly the way I wanted, but it doesn't mean I can't take out a kernel of kedusha over here. That's the kind of yisum kedusha. That there's a process of the Maimar Karnim, as it were, is washing away the Zuama and finding a way that there should be an element of Kedusha in the world of Tainan.
What happens if a person sees a very nice candy and he puts it in the size he wants to eat it? I'm saying even from the beginning, he's talking about a big level of a person only person prepares himself before he eats with the thoughts of Kedusha. Once in a while, I'm hungry and I want to eat breakfast, and I can say, okay, if I don't eat breakfast, I'm not going to learn properly. That's easy, that one maybe. But when I'm not hungry and the cake looks very good, that's very hard to say I'm eating it because I want to learn better.
I don't know whether that's the fight that we need to be fighting. Yes, the Gemara is saying that at some point in your life you want to get to that point.
But you don't eat cake.
You know, that, no.
Well, you don't eat cake. Well,
you know, the Russian created cake for a reason. You know, the person has to, you know, be honest with himself. You know, if... I think we spoke about this one. You know, the person, this idea of the Bali Musa said that we have a limited amount of kachas and nefesh to work on something. So, if we're going to take that and focus on the real areas which we're really grappling with, we have a certain amount of kachas and nefesh to do that. The Yitzhar doesn't like that. So the Yitzhar comes along and says, you know, the Yitzhar tells I shouldn't work on, you know, Kedusha. It's not going to work because I'm motivated. Right? So he says, yeah, you know, work on Achila L'Shem Mitzvah. Right? I have much more grub times that I have to work with before Achila L'Shem Mitzvah. Right? You know, or I have much more basic problems in general. I think I told you this. It tells Yeshiva, originally it was in the city, so the work of Sitzur Bacham learned to tell Yeshiva. You know, today, so the Mukacha Rebbe and the Speaker Rebbe of New York nowadays, both of them tell the Talmid. One of the Kamarma Rebbe's is, you know, the Rebbe sent their son, you know, was way away from everything else. And then it's a litigious learning, is a real shaku in the world of learning, etc. They trusted the Shashivas and they were the Lashim Kashubim, etc. And they sent them the tells. Mikvah, it was the first Shiva started, it was in the middle of the city. So it was available. She moved out. So it's present campus. There was no mikveh there. It's Arab Shabbos. There was a mikveh. They used to. They had a van. They took the Siddur Shabbos into the city of Princeton. So when Laura Lehman, when they had the fire, when they decided to build a new dorm, after the fire had taken down the dorm, and the other dorm was condemned, so the Spinker Rebbe came to Ramatul when they're building the dorm, and he asked them they should put a mikveh in the men's mikveh in the dorm. So Ramatul wasn't really interested, what do you need a mikveh for? For men. He says he would pay for it. He said, fine. So the Rebbe paid the extra cost of building a mikveh, the men's mikveh, the dorm tells us. But the arrangement was that the mikveh was locked during the week, and the bochum, who they're servers, they went to mikveh, they have keys. So all the bochum came from the Siddur Shemishpachas had a key, but the mikveh was locked. Because, you know, the servers, what do you want a mikveh for? Erev Shabbos, it was open. So I was once talking with the bochum, and he says to me, like, you know, what if she was care if I want to go to mikveh on Tuesday morning? Like, why do they keep that cold light? What's the problem? Like, that's his question. I said, it's a trick question. I tell you, you know, one day Yaakov woke up in the morning and he says, you know, I'm really not happy. I really need to change my life. I need to get better. I need to work on myself. And Yaakov's really motivated. So yeah, so our Pasha is sweating bullets. Yaakov's almost Pasha ready to become a big tzaddik. And it's our top. So Pasha, the Yaakov, he can't stop him. He's mamash on fire. So try himself, you know, Yaakov, that's the way you are. Just, it's not going to work. So Yaakov's worried, like, you know, he might work on Lashon Hara, Bittul Torah, Shemir Tanayim, Shemir Shabbos. You know, it's real stuff. So he goes to Yaakov's ear and he whispers, Mikvah, Tara, Kedusha. Yaakov says, that's a great idea. I go to Mikvah every morning. And he says, Baruch Hashem. That was what I told the book. You want to have these errors, you have a lot of things you're working on before you go to the mikvah. Right? That's the problem. So you're a masara, it's your masara, fine. Today, you know, it says in the Mir Yeshiva, the Ruchim was mocked, but all the Bachim came to Yeshiva with payas, had to keep their payas. All the Bachim came to Yeshiva without payas, could not add payas. What are you going to the externals adding payas for? You know, you have more basic things to work on before you get to your externals. But externals are much easier than internals. So I need to be more from. So instead of working on changing myself as a human being, I work on, wearing a garden. You know, like, shkaya. So that's the rights, you know. There's a limited amount of kechas and nefesh, and you better spend the right. If you spend the wrong things, you know, the piece of cake is not necessarily where you want to be working on. You know, you have other things you need to work on. But Chazal are saying that at some point in a person's life, a person needs to... You're going to get to a point, a person is going to get to a point in his life where this is what he wants to do. I want to, you know, one time we were sitting with the Rashiva, it was a Friday night, and it was an awesome exchange. So we used to have a Musar Chibur Avad, with the Rashiva. And we were learning that Shul Chaim, I think, then. So the Rebbe brought in some chocolate cake. She put down some chocolate cake on the table. So on the bottom, his eyes, lit up, cake, you know. So Gifter Shiva noticed. Cake is geschmack. Cake is geschmack. Cake is geschmack. They can't essen a mission. You heard him smacking his lips over Elu Mashiach Shalom. It was an awesome Meister. He wasn't typhus, but why would you be excited about cake? Torah is much more geschmack than cake. At one side he said, I worked myself he developed a chias in the world of Kedusha that the Bereshim, any person we ask the following: which one's easier? You know, let's take away Yiddishkeit for a second. It says you can get up in the morning and go downtown and work with homeless people in a soup kitchen and be very tired. At the end of the day, you will have fed 3,000 people. Or you can sleep in and fresh a gotcha chocolate cake and go back to bed. At the end of the day, which one's going to make you feel happier? Not the second one, the first one.
Okay.
Right? But up front, the Yetzirah tells you that the cake is more geschmack than the other one. It's not, the trend is that La'achar Maisa, you enjoy the cake more. It's not true. Our neshamas are hardwired that we're happier at the end of the day when we do things right than when we do things wrong. Then we waste our time. The only problem is we happen to have this ruach shtus, and we say, yeah, but this time won't bother me as much. But this time I won't do it. This time I'll be better. So that's, you know, that's what they're saying of, you know, that insanity is doing the same thing over again and again. Thinking of different results. You know, yesterday when I slept in at them, I was so upset at myself. But today I'm not going to be upset at myself. Really? Of course you're going to be upset at yourself. No, but the Yetzer Hara has a phenomenal vantage point while you're lying in bed. Like, the world looks different than after, at the end of the day. Right? The void of Musa is just, it's just to help you remember the feeling at the end of the day, the beginning of the day.
You know?
So the goal of the way you do a cake, the way you do a time zalam haza, is not by saying, "I made their tray for you to work on yourself." Is by getting a tam and ruchnius to the point where, yeah, when you eat gashmius, you enjoy it, but it doesn't, like you said before, it's not a focus afterwards, right? But after I worked on myself and I added kedusha to my life, dwell on that. You know, so, you know, I really, you know, person comes back at the end of the day, you know, so I'm exhausted. But, you know, I'm Amish, help people. I made a difference in people's lives. I feel so good about it. Like, pack it in. Like, you know, focus on it. Yeah, the kids are cake. Nice piece of cake. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, thank you for all the piece of cake. Move on. That was the piece he said last. But, you know, Lachar Maisa, it shouldn't be a thought process. Because if it is, right, then you're taking it with you. You don't want to take it with you. So that's what I think the point he's saying is. So, but the Maisa had it. So it doesn't mean you can't use it for Kedusha. I can find a way to focus back to Kedusha. That was a really Gishmak Asuna. Russia, thank you so much. You make such wonderful food in this world. But if you do it to that, you're not going to be stuck in, wow, that was really Taivit. If you really mean it, you know, you're not going to be thinking about the Taivit element of the Suda, you know, 3 hours later. Man, let's do it again. You know, that, you know, they had a Maisa with the Beli Meir for Sef Yomov. So they needed to test saliva, and he wasn't salivating. Like, he was having problems producing saliva. So they said, Rabbi, think of a food that you like, and you'll salivate. So that's what he did. So the nurse, one of the Bachim was, I think Rabbi Chaim Lekela was there, Bishas Maisa, that's how the Maisa is known, because the Beli Meir wasn't saying it all. Right? He says, Rabbi, you know, they're secure. Like, what do you think of it? He says, hard-boiled egg, a soft-boiled egg. Like, you know, like a soft-boiled egg, you know, that was, you know. And I'm Musagim, you know. Now, it's not, Rashid one time told us when he went to Tells, so I still never copped 100% exactly how it works. One thing the relationship tells us introduced, the use of the tag, they didn't serve breakfast. Tells they served breakfast in Yeshiva. But besides, you know, but there was, it seemed that there was a point where Gifter was eating in somebody's house. So, I know the Shiva Dafka introduced the idea of serving food, that the Bachram shouldn't be, have to come with other people. So the Mir did it with stipends. The Mir paid the Bachram, and the Bachram, or they paid the women, and the women made, you know, the Bachram ate in their diras. They didn't have a dining room. They didn't have the diras, you know, by the people they were living by, but the yeshiva paid them. So it wasn't getting it for free. The historic thing was to take the push, it was a handout. So Brooklyn felt horrible, like, you know, we're such low lives that, you know, people have to give us the food. You know. So until they did it, they made a dining room. But it seemed like the main meal was still not eaten in the yeshiva. I never caught that clerk. The yeshiva discussed eating, but he mentioned eating in the dining room. So apparently, he had the person in his stancia. She made him a hard-boiled egg. The first day he was there, he comes. You know, the first breakfast he was there, he comes with the yeshiva gave bread. He brought an egg. There's 400 something bachurim in the dining room. There's only one guy with an egg. Nobody can afford an egg. Who can afford an egg? So that was it. He never ate an egg again the whole time he was there. You know, he says, I was the rich American. Rich, his parents were poor. But compared to the standards that they had in Lithuania, he was comparatively wealthy. Says he ate by the accountant. He ate by the accountant in the city. So the accountant was considered a rich person. He could afford fish, not chicken. He could afford chicken or meat. He could afford fish. Like that was the rich accountant. She was describing saying. So maybe Rabbi Meir is picturing himself an egg. I don't know because he came from a world where they could afford an egg. I don't think that was, he just wasn't into, he thought of food. The body thinks of food, so it starts producing saliva. What? Top of egg. We need to get to the point where I once heard from some Revda. He said, "Avichtig abeinani." Like an emes abeinani is. He said in Yiddish. He said that the person who has hamlo from a geshmak of shtickle taro and hamlo from a geshmak of shtickle cake. That's abeinani. The Rosh enjoys the cake and not the shtickle taro. The tzaddik enjoys the shtickle taro, not the cake. And the Benini enjoys both. So in case you were Benini, right, but you don't make your life goal, I want to be a Benini. You want to get past that stage of life to maybe a little bit better. So, I think that that's the Lakuta, but it's not, that's our fight. But we do need to work on the problem is there's a Tosfos that says that you can't really, if you focus on Taibas Olam Hazeh, you can't focus on Taibas Olam Haba. It'll undermine your hanoah from ruchnius. But undermining it doesn't, I'm not sure it means it's impossible, it just means it's harder. Like that marshal, the person really feels much better at the end of the day when they spent the day giving than when they spent the day taking. Right? I mean, our neshamas are awake enough that we feel that. So over there, our seichel works with it also. But I spend my whole day learning. People, it's not as obvious to me what the value of that is in a seichel. I don't understand what the value of sitting learning the whole day. But my shama does, but doing chesed, I get. So I need to work on understanding the value of learning Torah. So when I spent a day or an hour or whatever it was, pushing myself and learning, even though it was hard, I said, wow, that was really good shmak. I really accomplished a lot. So the Yetzer Hara is really nice. He says, Rangel, you learned an hour. There's 23 hours a day you didn't learn. It's worthless. He's so not nice. After the cake, he pushes saying, wow, geschmack, cake, Rangel, cake. And after learning, he says, garnish. Leave me alone. The cake is cake, whatever. And the learning, tackle learning. That's the biggest riot that we get. We're for krum, because that's what the Yetzer Hara says. So that's the point he's trying to say. Find a way that the focus afterwards shouldn't be cake. It should be, okay, but how can I turn that into... Find, even within that, a way to use it positively.